Live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing.
All right, everybody, it's our final hour as we roll all the way up till 3 o'clock. Sean Tomlinson, NFL Bleacher Report, on the way, coming up at roughly 2:25. And I guess, Trent, let's just do a little Solheim Cup just for a little bit here, since you're going to go to the opening ceremonies.
Yeah.
This is going to be a lot of fun. I think that, you know, we get caught up doing this kind of show in football because we can't wait for it. But when an event like this comes to your hometown, I mean, this is really big time. There's no question about it.
Yeah, it's an important event. And, you know, when it was announced, I'll be honest, I rolled my eyes.
I know you did, yeah.
Big deal. Who cares? But as it's here, it is a big deal. And it's something great for the community. And the thing that I love about Des Moines in general is the way that they embrace. When events come here, this community gets behind it. And people still talk about the U.S. Senior Open when it was out there back in 1999 and just the importance of that. We know the NCAA basketball tournament, but even deeper, a basketball tournament's an easy sell. You know, when you're talking about that, that is a huge national event. But the women's tournament, when that was here, how big and the crowds that they got for, which truly was a neutral site event, the crowds that they got for that. The NCAA wrestling, how well received that was. On and on and on with all these different things. What a great job with the Visitors Bureau and everybody else has done putting on these big-time events. And this is another big one. You know, there's people all over the place. I was talking to our buddy Nick out at Draft House 50, and he said the crowds have been unbelievable. I think it was Tuesday when there was some rain earlier in the day. Maybe it was Monday. My days run together anymore. Regardless, but he said they were stacked. You know, right after the rain started to come in the afternoon, he said, we'll send some servers home. And all of a sudden, the rush came on because people were leaving the golf tournament. So, in fact, if you're heading out that way and looking for something to do afterwards, want to grab a cold one, go where I go, Draft House 50, just like Jimmy B, too.
You got that right. Look, the course is immaculate. It's just going to be a fantastic tournament. Hopefully, they catch a break with the weather. The weekend looks good. Tomorrow, I guess here comes your weather forecast, about a 30% chance of rain. Hopefully, that won't be until later in the day. But I think the crowds are going to be massive. And if you're planning on going, just like what Trent said, the traffic around there is horrendous. So you got to understand where you got to go so you can park and then get yourself into the golf tournament. So I'm jealous, Bal, that you're going to have a chance to go there tonight.
You want to come with me?
Maybe.
You'd have to pay for a ticket.
A what?
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
What? What's that?
I got my press credentials as well. I forgot to sign you up for that. Sorry about that, pal.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for that. That's why we work so well together on this show.
It's all about number one, Jimmy B. All about this guy over here. Oh, that's my bad. Sorry about that. Should have hooked you up. We got day baseball going on today, Jimmy B.
Yeah, and let's wrap it up right now. Go for it.
So early on, my Twins got down 2-0. They get the bases loaded, nobody out, and proceed to score absolutely no runs out of that. How often do you see that, Jim? Bases loaded, nobody out, and you can't get a single stinking run in?
I've never understood why you can't do that. I don't know. How many outs were there?
None.
None? No outs? You didn't even squeeze bunt? You didn't try anything like that?
Well, no.
Anything?
No, not with Miguel Sano. You're not going to squeeze bunt with Miguel Sano.
Oh, you're not going to squeeze with him at the plate? No. But you would have thought he would have got his bat on the ball to, you know, get it into the outfield someplace, even if it's a sacrifice fly. And they got nothing with the bases loaded and no outs.
Absolutely nothing. Yeah, it was a walk, a single, a strikeout, and a ground out, ending over in the first inning. 3-1 is the score right now as Cleveland looks to extend that big lead that they are continuing to build in the Central. Currently 5.5 games up on the Kansas City Royals, 6 games up on the Twins. It'll be a doubleheader. And then going tonight, and this was another scary one. Oh, pitching matchup. Aaron Sleggers. Who's that dude? Well, he's apparently pitching for the Twins tonight. I have no idea who the guy is.
I was going to say, who is that? Is that just some guy they call? Did they call him up from Double A or something?
Yeah, he'll be making his major league debut. But as ugly as things might be down 3-1 for the Twins, it's even worse for our buddies over in Chicago. The Cubs have just proceeded to give up a 9 spot in the second inning. They trail 9-0 to the Cincinnati Reds. You ready for this, Jimmy B? You ready for this second inning?
Yeah.
It starts off Duvall with the single, then Suarez with a single, Scooter Gennett with a single, Irvin with a single, a pop out, a ground out. All right, you're feeling good. A walk, another single, a homer, an error, a double, and finally John Lester left after that one, another double before a walk, and then it was over after that. 9 runs in the second inning for Cincinnati, 9-0 in that one. Going to be a lot of old-style Drake, I think, out in the bleachers in Wrigley today.
Boy, you're not kidding there. Do they still have the shower out there? I always loved that shower. I thought that was pretty fun. The thing that gets me about the Cubs, they were lucky to win last night. You know that. They did it with a wild pitch. So you always take the W and run. It doesn't matter how you get it. And Trent, they would be, if Cincinnati wins this game, the Reds would have split that series with the front-running Chicago Cubs. And who do they have up next? It's another lightweight. And so I thought that this was Toronto. Okay. A team that is struggling. They're what? 58-62. They're playing better as of late. They're trying to climb back into that AL wild card race, but it's a more than beatable team. And we made the conversation the other day about the Cubs, about how they've got a weaker schedule than what St. Louis, Milwaukee, and Pittsburgh has.
Yeah.
And you would think now that they would capitalize on that. And right now, if they don't come back and find a way to win this game, it would have been a 2-2 split with the Cincinnati Reds, the worst team in the NL Central.
Yeah, Toronto up next. It's a schedule that's very easy. The Cardinals also, though, have a very easy schedule. The Cubs is the second easiest, at least at the beginning of the week. The Cardinals was the third easiest in baseball the rest of the way. So the Cardinals don't exactly have it very difficult themselves going forward here. You're right there. You said it was going to be a race. It looks like that's what we're going to get. I'm excited for that. And you mentioned the standings, Jimmy B. I don't think I've ever seen anything like this with the wild card. So you have the Yankees in the top spot with wild card number one, the second wild card spot held by the Angels. But look at the sequence. Kansas City a half game back, Minnesota a game back, Seattle a game and a half back, Texas two back, Tampa two and a half back, Baltimore three back, Toronto three and a half. So you have 7 consecutive games, each a half game difference as you go through. I would have to guess there's never been anything quite like that, where each team, there's no ties, you know, no teams with the same record, they're all a half game behind each other. That's nuts.
I know. It's amazing to me. And I know football is coming and I know that we're going to be dialed in on it. But then, as I told you before, this is when I start to pay more attention to Major League Baseball, is because of just what you talked about with all of these teams having the opportunity to still be a playoff team. Whether if you're the wild card or the second wild card, you're in. And we tell everybody all the time, if you can just get there, now you've got a chance. So, and that's all anybody would ever ask for, is just the opportunity to play. You get beat, you go home. Everybody knows that. You win, and you continue. But you just want to get there to have that chance. And you're absolutely right. This is crazy in the American League for the wild card.
So who do you like to take that second wild card? After the Yankees, who still are 3 games up for that first wild card spot. Who do you like? The Angels? Socha, the way he kept it together with that team with the injury to Trout, I was just waiting for the bottom to fall out. It never happened. Now he's back out there doing Mike Trout things. He got Kansas City. Seems like they've at least righted the ship a little bit. The Twins, we obviously have talked a lot about them. Seattle, Texas, Tampa, all the way through Baltimore and Toronto. I guess you have to throw everybody in the mix. Is there a team that catches your eye that you feel is going to put it together here and grab that second wild card.
When we made our predictions early in, what, first part of April when the season began, I think that I remember correctly that I had Kansas City making it. And so I have to stay with that pick. Would I fall off of Kansas City for somebody else? You made a very good point about the Angels and having Mike Trout back, and that has got them going again. So if I had to swap out, I might take the LA Angels in that. But at this particular time, Trent, I have to stay with my selection that we did early in the season, and so that would be the Kansas City Royals. I would not be shocked if, indeed, they are a wild card team.
Yeah, I'm looking at what we had last year. You want to take a peek back and see what our baseball predictions are looking at like right now?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so we both had pretty much the same, and in fact, we did have the same for the three division winners in the American League. We both had Boston, feeling good there. Yep. They're 4.5 games up. We both had Cleveland. That was the easy one. They're now 5.5 up. And we both had Houston. So, hey, we nabbed it. We did well. For the wild card, you had Texas and Kansas City.
Wow.
So, probably not going to happen with the Rangers, but they're at least with a shot, right?
Yeah, they still have a shot. Yeah, they're not done yet. But, yeah, those were my two. You're right. And you had?
I had Baltimore and Seattle as my two wild cards. Seattle, they're both, again, still in the mix there. Now, most everybody's in the mix outside of Detroit, Oakland, and the White Sox. So you could have any combination of teams, and to be feeling like you're in pretty good shape. Yet, with that, neither of us took the Yankees. And here they are holding that first wild card spot.
I think we did that thinking that this would be a season where they would struggle. We didn't expect Aaron Judge to hit 36, 37 home runs right now the way that he's clanking the ball out of the yard, or for Sanchez to have the power and the home run prowess that he has had as well. So I think maybe that's kind of how you and I both decided to back off the Yankees, and we did not have them in the mix. But that is interesting that the teams that we selected, all of them are still in the mix for that wild card.
You remember back when Aaron Judge first went on his big home run barrage back there in May?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how I wondered when pitchers were going to be able to adjust with him, if he's going to be able to adjust. Now, the power is still there. You mentioned now after a monster bomb last night, up to 37 homers. But he struck out in 33 consecutive games, Jimmy B. Another just ridiculous number. What is he long-term? When you look at him, we know the power is going to be there. But striking out that many times, the batting average is going to creep down. Is he going to fall more in the lines of, you know, a Mark McGwire type who will get you 270, 280, have good power numbers, but never going to be an offensive dynamo that it puts up the numbers across the board? Do you believe that's what Judge is going to be, or do you think he can adjust and be a 300-type hitter?
I don't know if he's going to be a 300-type hitter, and I certainly hope he'll never turn into Dave Kingman. but I would certainly hope that he would be around that 285 to 293.
And he would also, you know, be a guy that could, you know, always have 100 RBIs, something like that. That's what I would hope for.
Yeah. And that's kind of what I've thought as well, is that's kind of going to be the future for him. I'll look at our preseason predictions over. We went with the chalk in the National League as well. Washington, Cubs, and Dodgers, both of us took all those for the division winners. Jimmy B, you had your first wild card, though, be the Mets. Ooh.
I think I suck pond water.
Yeah, that's not good. Not good at all. And you had the Cardinals taking the second wild card spot. I also had the Cardinals in wild card spot number one, with the Rockies having the other one. I feel good about that one.
You should feel good about that. There's no question. Look, Rockies and Diamondbacks out west, the Dodgers are just unconscious, and they're the best team in Major League Baseball. And the Rockies and Diamondbacks, they would all be in first place with the exception of the Nationals in the National League East. The Rockies and Diamondbacks would be in first place in the Central and the West if the Dodgers did not exist. I mean, it's incredible what the Dodgers are doing, playing at nearly a 714 clip, Trent. That is unheard of.
We both our World Series predictions had the Nationals there. You had Cleveland beating the Nats. I have Houston beating the Nationals. Hey, it could happen.
Could happen. Off
about
yes.
it, but neither of us had the Dodgers there, and that is certainly the odds-on favorite right now. Well, we're going to take a break when we come back. On the other side, we'll go from Major League Baseball into the NFL. The latest on the Vikings, the Chiefs, the Packers, the Bears, and across the NFL landscape. We'll do that next here as we'll take you up until 3 o'clock. It's Jimmy B and TC here on the Big Talker 1700.
The big games play here. Westwood One Sports on Des Moines Station for news, talk, sports. 1700 KBGG.
It's that time of the year again. Football's right around the corner. Draft House 50, best spot in Central Iowa to catch your Cyclones, Hawkeyes, and every NFL game. Over 50 TVs, 50 beers on tap, and the best burgers in town. Draft House 50, your place for all things sports.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
When you choose Ankeny Towing for your 24-hour towing and roadside assistance needs, you'll get the fast service you need from their courteous and reliable team. From towing for cars and motorcycles to accident recovery, jump starts, lockouts, fuel delivery, tire changes, and more, you'll get superior service from Ankeny Towing. Ankeny Towing is the preferred towing provider for most insurance companies, and they're on call 24/7. Program 515-964-9816 into your phone now for Ankeny Towing. That's 515-964-9816. Ankeny Towing, your reliable towing.
Hi, this is Craig Hodson, Vice President, Market Manager at Cumulus Media Des Moines. Cumulus is a proud sponsor of the Polk City Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber promotes economic development to strengthen the business climate and enhance the quality of life in Polk City. Please join me in welcoming and supporting these members.
Aspen Air Incorporated, CJM Financial Incorporated, Cup Insurance Incorporated, Fort and Schlegel, Capos Family Medicine, Latitude 41 and Sandbar Grill, Mordini Real Estate, Keller Williams, Greater Des Moines, Permar Security, Polk City Pub, Rock Valley Physical Therapy, 1700 AM, The Big Talker, News and Sports, TLC Gifts.
The Polk City Chamber of Commerce and Cumulus Media wish to thank these members. Learn more about the Polk City Chamber of Commerce online at polkcitychamber.com.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Well, Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Food Dudes Delivery offers commercial and residential delivery service along with the option to pre-order. Our delivery rate is always a flat fee, so whether you're ordering $15 for yourself or $300 for a party, it's going to be the same flat fee. We deliver all throughout the metro area, always keeping your food hot and fresh. Food Dudes Delivery has a vast range of food options for you to choose from. So place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Jim Brunson, Trent Condon, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG, live from the Wolf Construction Studio, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
Back here with you, Jimmy B and TC. We're going to talk some NFL right now. Talked a lot of Kansas City Chiefs earlier in the show with Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll talk about the NFL as a whole as we welcome in our next guest. He is Sean Tomlinson with Bleacher Report, and he joins us on the Draft House 50 hotline. Sean, as always, good talking NFL with you. We're getting close, and hey, we got some preseason games to watch again tonight.
Oh, it's so good to have football back on my TV, even if it's swap-filled, messy third stringer preseason. You know, it's just it's winter is coming in the best way, isn't it?
There's no doubt about that. And you know, with the weather turning and things changing that way, we get ready for a season that comes in with expectations of varying levels for our regional teams. Packers, Vikings, and Chiefs all with playoff aspirations. The Bears not so much. But I want to start with just a look as a whole at the league this year. New England comes in again as the overwhelming favorite. You got that group of teams over in the NFC from the Packers to the Seahawks, that group of teams in the NFC South, Cowboys, of course, in the mix. A lot of depth there. Who would be the favorite in your mind out of the NFC? When you look at that league, what's the one that jumps off the page to you?
You see, to me, the NFC is sort of, it's been this way for a couple of years, but kind of top heavy, if you will, right? It's why toward the end of the end of the season, it's always interesting to watch that wild card race. I hate to go chalk here, but yeah, the team that won the NFC last year is still looking good despite the epic Super Bowl meltdown, right? You know, when you secure Freeman, the Falcons still. I think what we didn't talk about much with the Falcons was how great that offensive line was. That really was the difference. Obviously, Matt Ryan was fantastic MVP, and he deserves that. Julio Jones, terrific as well. But that offensive line really grounded everything they did. And there's a lot of great young pieces on that defense, too, with from Ken O'Neill to Devondre Campbell, that they're only going to improve and get better. That was kind of, at times, the Achilles heel for the Falcons. Now you can take that step forward, perhaps. Apart from the Falcons, obviously, you always talk about the Packers, and you know, it's a team that really is maturing as well. And I'm interested to see what Ty Montgomery can do over a full season, and really with a full off season to get used to that new position. It's not really the right way to do it when you just sort of shove a guy in there and whatever it was about October and let's try this and it worked. But yeah, that's really the two top teams to watch, in my opinion.
Sean Tomlinson joining us here on the Draft House 50 Hotline. All right, so if it's not New England, well, what do you have on the other side? If you're going to go away from the Patriots, what out of the AFC kind of gets you going? Who's the team? Is it Kansas City? Is it Oakland with a healthy Carr back in the mix over there? You could go Pittsburgh with all the weapons they have offensively. Taking the Patriots away, who would maybe be your number two pick?
First off, it is really tough to take the Patriots away, obviously. But yeah, the number two pick to me is the Steelers. Just with how incredibly stacked that offense is, you're getting Martavis Bryant back. Le'Veon Bell, I mean, we call him a running back, but really he's a hybrid. He averaged nearly 130 yards from scrimmage per game last year, which is just mind-blowing stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And we talk about the offense so much because it deserves to be talked about in Pittsburgh, but you add T.J. Watt to that defense and a great young pass rusher. They got some pieces there that they're coming on to. So I think if you're picking a team that can really challenge the Patriots, I think the Steelers come first. Then I do think for sort of the 1B team there, so to speak, or maybe the second team, it's kind of a toss-up to me between the Chiefs and the Raiders. And it shows how incredibly difficult that division is and how much fun that division is to watch. You know, it wasn't long ago, it was just the Broncos that dominated that division and, you know, the rest kind of fell into place. Mm-hmm. But now it's really a slugfest there, right? You know, that's such a powerful defense that the Chiefs have, especially with what Marcus Peters can do, a great pass rush. So, and with the Raiders, that's a great young team that's growing quickly when you have, you know, Carr, Cooper, with that matchup. And we'll see when you give Marshawn Lynch a year off to, you know, he's not the true 31-year-old running back. That body is sort of rested and mended. So we'll see how he looks.
Well, it happens every summer, it seems, and I see it right at the top of ESPN.com right now. The Jaguars are sneaky playoff contenders. Seriously, when are we going to knock this off, Sean?
We'll knock it off as soon as Blake Bortles becomes the backup he needs to be. Yeah. Listen, it's very easy, I think, for people like me to rip on Blake Bortles. I think in an ideal situation, in an ideal world, Blake Bortles, and kidding aside again, he'll be a fantastic backup. And that position is important in the NFL. You need a guy who can start three or four games and not fall on his face. And that's hard to get. But when you have Blake Bortles out there starting 16 games, he gets exposed. And he's wildly inaccurate still. You've got clips going around the internet of his own receivers in August practices saying, keep that in bounds, man, and, you know, dropping some bad words there as well. So, listen, it's really discouraging because outside of Blake Bortles, and you can't say, oh, outside of the quarterback, they have a great team. They added a lot of great talent to that defense from A.J. Boye, Barry Church, Gross Campbell, you know, obviously Jalen Ramsey, one of the best young corners in the game, Miles Jack, Tubman Smith, that list goes on. And then Leonard Fournette, two great receivers. I think even if you're not a Jets fan, if you're a football fan, you should almost want the Jaguars to do well because you should want to be watch talented football players do awesome things. But unfortunately, you have Blake Bortles holding them back.
You mentioned Leonard Fournette. Let me just follow up on that, where after his first NFL exhibition game, he comes out and he says, it wasn't that fast. That was pretty easy for me. Did you catch that maybe just in jest a little bit, or do you think he was serious?
I think, I don't know, it was jest, or maybe he was half serious. I think maybe, listen, in fairness, we need to have a bit of perspective sometimes when you're fresh off the intensity of a game and someone shoves a camera in your face, perhaps you're not thinking as clearly as you could or should. But this is an opportunity to remember when we watch preseason games, and when I first came on, I joked about how great it is to have football back in my TV, and it is. But we need some context here. These are all vanilla defenses. Nobody really plays true defense. You're playing defense, but it's not like the true scheme. And there's obviously second and third defenses out there as well. So it's not anywhere near the intensity that we're going to see a month from now. We're only through week one, mm-hmm. So... yeah, it should be easy for someone as talented as Leonard Fournette right now. We'll see how easy it is come about week three or four.
So a couple of quarterbacks in week one of the preseason, Sean. jumped off to great starts. DeShone Kizer, Mitch Trubisky among them, and even Patrick Mahomes as he's ascended up to second. How quickly should these teams be thinking about thrusting them in? And especially Kizer and Trubisky, two guys that are going to be playing on rebuilding teams. Are you a proponent of guys waiting a little bit before getting that started not, or just going out there and saying the heck with it? You're getting the ball week one.
It's such a fine line, and there's no black and white. There's no one solution here. Because, for example, we just talked about the Jaguars. To extend Blake Bortles and numerous quarterbacks before him, but Blaine Gabbert, you know, actually with Gabbert, they said all offseason, no, not starting, we can't do it, he's not ready. And then I think it was Stoheny at the time when he fell on his face. They're like, no, yes, we're doing this right now. And he had his confidence shattered, and it's been a downhill since. You've got to be careful, as great as these guys look, and I'm not mean to throw a wet towel on anybody there in Chicago or Kansas City or Cleveland who's excited about these guys. You should be excited. But what I just said still applies. You need to remember it is the preseason. There are not first-team defenses out there all the time. What Trubisky did in week one was fantastic. You just want to see the basics are very important. You want to see a quarterback look comfortable and not have the game be above him, look making key throws and just look poised out there. And that's what he was able to do. You need to see that repeatedly. I would say in terms of rebuilding, the Bears aren't as far back or they don't have as far to go as, say, the Browns. It would be good to be a bit more patient there. But the Bears, for example, you give Mike Glennon $18 million. That's starter money. I mean, that's the sort of money where you kind of need to start him for a bit. But at the same time, it's going to be hard to sit Trubisky maybe. It's a really tough decision to make.
Interesting that you would reference that. Tonight, Jay Cutler's supposed to take some snaps. In your estimation, will he be good enough to get the Dolphins into the playoffs, or will this, because of what happened to Ryan Tannehill and the knee injury, and he's done for the year, will this turn into a disastrous season then for Miami?
Well, there's a few factors to weigh there. I mean, obviously there's the experience factor with Cutler and Gase. I mean, Gase was responsible for at least one season kind of briefly turning Cutler's career around. His interceptions went way down. He was utilizing the great arm that we've all seen Cutler has. Arm strength has never been a problem at all for Cutler. He could probably throw out the length of the football field. Knowing when to unleash that arm and when to not try to squeeze a football through a pinhole-sized hole and rack up the interceptions, that's the issue. So I think Adam Gase can kind of harness that. But at the same time, the Dolphins were successful last year wasn't because of the quarterback per se. Ryan Tannehill had a fine season, but it was a run-oriented offense. Jay Ajayi had a terrific year, and Adam Gase made an offense around him that sort of minimized what the quarterback had to do. So if you do that again, and this time with Jay Cutler, I think there will be a step back to some degree simply because you're going to a quarterback who is a bit older, more injury-prone, and bad decision-prone at times. But I'm not sure that step back will be substantial. What I'm actually more concerned about is the other side of the ball with the Dolphins, and you've got your second-round pick linebacker, McMillan, now out for the year, and that's a big, big blow.
So, Sean, I was taking a peek at your latest article the other day, talking about a sleeper for Rookie of the Year, Kenny Galloway, a guy down the hall from us that works on the country station, Danger. He's a huge Lions fan. He's been telling me all about Kenny Galloway, and I'll be honest, I kind of rolled my eyes a couple of times. Tell me about Kenny Galladay and this guy, a big receiver that looks the part at least early on.
First off, I feel like I might not have done this enough in the piece. There's obviously, I mentioned a few times, a little bit of a caveat. It's a first preseason game. He caught four passes. However, it was just what he can do at he's almost 6'4", and he can get deep and separate, but also the difficulty level of those four catches was really, it was sky high. I mean, you've got a guy who's spinning midair, adjusting to the ball, falling on his backside, and nearly catching a ball one-handed for one touchdown. And then in traffic again, he's within the 5 yards, really grappling to win a physical battle as you can, and then hauling that ball in, and then adding about 10 yards after the catch. So you've got Chad Johnson went to Lions camp and was raving about Kenny Galladay. I think he could end up being a great draft steal as a third round pick. And it's not, sometimes with when you're picked in that area, you can be very, very talented as a rookie, but it might not show up till your second or third year because you're not given an opportunity because wide receiver depth chart is stacked. The Lions, you know, that's an offense that spreads the ball around a lot. They just, Anquan Boldin's elsewhere. They need that red zone target. Obviously, Calvin Johnson's long gone. You know, Kenny Galladay's going to get chances, and I think he has a talent to capitalize on.
Having a great conversation right now, Sean Tomlinson on the National Football League on the Draft House 50 hotline. Sean, then, take me to the Kansas City Chiefs, a team that a lot of people believe has not only a chance to be a playoff team, but really contend this year. I'm saying that the AFC West, with the Raiders, the Broncos, San Diego, or not San Diego anymore, L.A. Chargers, and Kansas City. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's tough. Will be probably one of the most highly contested divisions in the NFL this year. Where are you with the Chiefs, and do you believe the division is going to be that difficult?
Well, to the second part of the question, absolutely. I mean, when you talk about the Chargers, for example, on paper, you look at the standings from last year in that division. You know, their record 5-11. It looks a heck of a lot worse than it actually was. They lost, I think it was 5 games by a touchdown or less. It shows the slim, tiny margin for error there is in the NFL, and so that can easily sway the other way now with the Chargers, and they can, you know, really challenge in the division. You had 3 teams above 500. The Broncos only barely missed the playoffs at 9-7, 2 12-win teams. I think it's going to be an absolute, you know, battle dome of a division. As far as the Chiefs are concerned, I think we've been saying this sort of for a few years now. There's talent everywhere you want to look on this roster. Everybody knows about the defense. It is just it's an imposing pass rush with Houston. Even Tomahawi is aging, but he's still very effective. D Ford's, you know, coming along quickly. A great secondary, Eric Berry, Marcus Peters. I'm not saying anything here nobody knows, but I'm also not saying anything that's surprising in that can Alex Smith just you need to be able to get over that playoff hump, and often you have to lean on a quarterback to do that. And if Patrick Mahomes isn't quite ready yet, and as great as he looked in the preseason, I don't think he's going to – you're going to get one more year of Alex Smith, and you need him to perhaps – be a bit more than a caretaker at times. And you know, he's shown that a bit in Kansas City. He showed it a bit in San Francisco. He's just not quite enough. And that's the real stumbling block to me.
Sean Tomlinson, BleacherReport.com. Great stuff as always on the NFL. Thanks for your time as always, Sean. We will be doing it again soon. Enjoy the games tonight and throughout the weekend. A busy time.
Anytime. Thanks, guys.
Always good when we get Sean on, Trent. Look, I'm looking forward to tonight's games and then, of course, through the weekend, because now you will start to lock in on players and see what the young guys, what they will bring to the table. And will Trubisky for the Bears have another night like he had in game one? And will Deshaun Watson or Christian McCaffrey, you know, people that we, you know, knew about, that are now in the National Football League, will C.J. Beathard play well again for the 49ers? I that's what I'm going to be, you know, looking at not only tonight but through the weekend as well.
Yeah, the locals, it'll start up Friday night, tomorrow night. The Vikings are out in Seattle. Late game mm-hmm. in that one. The Bears, they play on Saturday night against Arizona. Kansas City against Cincinnati, 6 o'clock. We talked about that earlier with Mitch Holtis. And Green Bay Saturday night, they're out at Washington, 6:30 the kickoff. For that one, a lot of football over the weekend, a lot to talk about. but a lot to get to before that, Jimmy B, including I got some numbers for you. You ready to go to the Condon Casino?
I'm ready, pal. Let's go.
All right. Players' futures, MVP, most passing yards, rushing yards, receiving yards in the NFL, and who's the first coach fired? We're going to give Jimmy B some play money. We'll see what he comes up with here. On the other side, the Condon Casino. It's next on Jimmy B and TC.
The Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
We talk about your life and your money on the Dave Ramsey Show, weekdays from 9 to noon on 1700 KBGG.
Trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multifamily homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
Are you sick of the same old tired lunches, leftovers, bad drive-thru options? Food Dudes Delivery has your answer. Food Dudes delivers for restaurants that don't offer delivery all across the Des Moines Metro. Order online at fooddudesdelivery.com and get out of the lunch rut today with Food Dudes Delivery. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com. That's fooddudesdelivery.com.
American Topper and Accessories. Whether you work or play with your truck, they have everything you need for your lifestyle. Visit American Topper's new location at the fair, just south of the Varied Industries building.
Your car's in pretty good shape. If it's only 6 or 7 years old, you just commute to work every day and take the occasional road trip. Sometimes you drive around just so your dog can hang his head out the window. Your car doesn't have to be old to accumulate miles. Pennzoil High Mileage is for any vehicle with 75,000 miles or more on it. It's specially formulated to reduce oil consumption and leaks and reduce engine wear. Pennzoil High Mileage, because before you know it, you'll be on the road again. Find Pennzoil at a Walmart near you and make the switch.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard. I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
It's baseball season, and if you're looking for a place to go for all the MLB games, make it Draft House 50 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Cubs, Twins, Royals, White Sox, Cardinals, even the Brew Crew, or an out-of-market game. Draft House 50 has you covered with the MLB Extra Innings Package. Upscale bar food, an amazing beer selection, and on the weekends, brunch and Bloody Mary Bar every Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Draft House 50 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did.
Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
Jim Brinson, Trent Condon, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG, live from the Wolf Construction Studio, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. Final segment as we will get out of here at the top of the hour. The NFL tonight has Buffalo at Philly, Baltimore at Miami, and Tampa Bay at Jacksonville. Those are the three NFL exhibition games scheduled tonight. Now, Trent was letting everybody know that he is now the owner of the Condon Casino.
That's right. That's right. Okay.
So this is open for business, correct?
No limits. We have no limits. We don't turn anybody away. If you're a degenerate like myself, you're always welcome at the Condon Casino. Absolutely.
All right, so these numbers now that you're going to throw at me, explain what we're going to do here.
All right, so I have found some odds that have been released for the NFL. MVP, yes. Rookie of the year, first coach fired, most passing yards, rushing yards, receiving yards. So we got a bunch of different ones that we can play around with, and I'm going to hand you, Jim Brinson, $100 in fake money, that you can play around with here. We're going to come up with some bets for you, okay?
Okay, I'm ready to go. Let's do it.
Where do you want to start first? You want to go with the MVP odds? You want to take a look at Rookie of the Year? Where are you going?
Let's go Rookie of the Year. Let's start there first because those are the players that you and I will both be watching during the exhibition season. So let's start there first.
All right. I got a little something for you here. You ready? Got a little
ambient
noise. Does it sound like a casino?
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah, I like it. Yes, that's good. Yeah.
So here we are at the Condon Casino, and up on the board, Jim Brinson, favorite is Deshaun Watson, 9-2 to take home Rookie of the Year honors. The second pick, a tie for the second best odds, Christian McCaffrey, your boy, and Leonard Fournette, both at 5-1. Dalvin Cook, 8-1. Corey Davis out of Western Michigan, he's 12-1, along with Joe Mixon. Deshaun Kizer, 15-1. How about Mitchell Trubisky at 15-1? What gets you going, Jimmy B, or do you got another rookie in mind that you want to fire at?
No, I like everything that you mentioned there, and I think Deshaun Watson, if indeed he does get that starter job, if not at the beginning of the season, but probably by the third or fourth game, will have an excellent chance. But I'm going to stay with my kid, and that is Christian McCaffrey. The dynamic that he brings to the Carolina Panthers after what he accomplished at Stanford University is truly amazing. And I think that Trent, just because he's going to have the ball in his hands in so many different ways, it's going to make a big, big, big difference with what he does. And they're going to throw to him. They're going to run it to him. They'll probably run some kind of goofy reverse so that he gets his hands on the ball. So I'm going to say that the NFL Rookie of the Year will be Christian McCaffrey with Carolina.
All right. How much of that $100 you spend in there, Jimmy B?
18 cents.
Now get out of here. You can't keep the money. Whatever you don't
spend, I can't? Oh.
Goes back into the Condon Casino pocket. That's how I'm doing this.
All right. All right, $25 on McCaffrey.
25 at 5-1. All right, I got you down for that one, Brinson. Let's add another one. MVP for the National Football League. Again, this is just regular season. Remember that. Tom Brady, the favorite at 4-1. Aaron Rodgers is 5-1. Russell Wilson is the third pick at 10-1. Two players at 15-1, Derek Carr and Matt Ryan. Then you get into Roethlisberger, Dak Prescott, David Johnson at 25-1, the first running back listed there. And if you got any others that kind of jump up, I can give you some numbers here. You go deeper, you know, at Antonio Brown's 50-1.
Right.
Odell Beckham, 75-1. So if you got another one that Just ask and I'll throw it at you. But what's the one if you're throwing your free Conan Casino chips out, where are you going?
Well, I mean, it's pretty obvious that Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers are going to be the two, and generally this award finds a way to go to a quarterback, Trent. It generally does just because of the type of numbers that they are capable of putting up. So if that's the case, and if I had to take a guy that I felt would be legitimately in the race and not taking Tom Brady, then I would have to take Aaron Rodgers. And the reason I take Aaron Rodgers, he can beat you with his arm, he can beat you with his legs, he can beat you with his smarts. So I would take and put $25 down on Aaron Rodgers.
All right, another 5-1. Britson's not going with any long shot. I got a decent long shot for you. Two I kind of like at 30-1. Both Le'Veon Bell at 30-1. Health, always a concern with Le'Veon Bell. I do like that one. I think a lot of value at 30-1. Also, Jameis Winston. In fact, the last two MVPs have come out of the NFC South. AFC South, yeah, I had it. With Matt Ryan and Cam Newton. Let's make it 3 in a row with Jameis Winston this year.
Okay, let me hedge my bet. Okay. Let me hedge my bet when you said that. I'm going to throw in Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan
at Atlanta. What's his line?
15-1.
All right. If I'm going to go a longer shot, I'm going to take Matt Ryan with the Falcons.
How much are you putting on that? You're down to $50 left.
Okay. $15.
$15. Jimmy B, big spender over there. How about this?
Okay.
Most rushing yards in the NFL. Ezekiel Elliott facing a 6-game suspension. He's 15-1. Also at 15-1, Jay Ajayi and DeMarco Murray. The favorite is Le'Veon Bell at 4-1. David Johnson, the second choice, he's 5-1. And the Chicago Bears, Jordan Howard, third on the list at 10-1. He could go with the rookie, Leonard Fournette. He's 20-1 to win the rushing title, and we can certainly go from there. I bet you'll like this one. Marshawn Lynch, 25-1 in Oakland. Who you got, though, Jimmy B? And if you want another name, I can give you some odds.
Okay, I do like the Marshawn Lynch equation.
Sure.
I think the Raiders' running attack is going to be very, very good. And I think Marshawn Lynch has that capability sitting out 1 year, being as healthy as he is. We've seen him go into beast mode. And I would probably put $15 on Marshawn Lynch.
$15 on Marshawn Lynch. So you spent $80, Jim. We're just about out of time. So we got one more category we can do. What do you want to do? First coach fired, receiving yards,
passing
yards.
Let's go coach fired.
All right. The leader in the clubhouse is Todd Bowles with the Jets at
5-1.
Chuck Pagano, 8-1, along with Jim Caldwell in Detroit. John Fox at 12-1. Adam Gase at 12-1. Marvin Lewis also at 12-1. At the bottom of the list, 500-1, is Bill Belichick.
Right. I'm going to go with John Fox and the Bears. And I think if it gets off to a terrible, terrible beginning, and if they are blaming it all on Mike Glennon, okay. But I have a feeling that even if Trubisky comes in and tries to save the day, he's a rookie. And I still think that John Fox, if I'm taking those odds and I got $20 less left, I'm going to put it on John Fox in Chicago.
Jimmy B's bets, Cobb McCaffrey to win the Rookie of the Year at 5-1, Aaron Rodgers and Matt Ryan 5-1 and 15-1 respectively to win the MVP, Marshawn Lynch rushing title at 25-1, and John Fox at 12-1 to win it. How was your first trip to the Conda Casino?
I loved it. By the way, Brent just sent me a text from the Down Under, says, he wants a VIP card to the Conda Casino. Can he get one?
I'll be stopping by. I'll check, say hi to Brent, and we'll hook him up. How's that sound?
I love the Condon Casino. We're done for the day, pal.
We are. The music goes away for the Condon Casino, but we'll do this again here leading up to football season as we'll have some fun, as we always do, talking some betting and much more in the world of sports. Jimmy B and TC, afternoon baseball continues on. Not looking good for the Cubs. They're down 9-1. to the Cincinnati Reds, a 9 spot put up in the second inning by Cincinnati. We'll keep an eye on that. Recap everything. Have a good afternoon. Tomorrow, we'll be back at it noon here on the Big Talker 1700.
1700 KBGG is the Big Talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3. Sports talk that rocks. 1700 KBGG.
Hi, folks. Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office party tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports. Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
A Wendy's Frosty is something special. And for a limited time, a Frosty is just 50 cents. An American classic for a classic price. It's not quite a milkshake, not quite an ice cream cone. It's definitely chocolate or vanilla. That choice is on you. Use a spoon or a French fry. Anything goes. A Frosty makes summer special. Yep, there's nothing quite like a Frosty. And there's nothing quite like this deal. A Frosty for 50 cents. Get yours before this deal melts away.
Small Frosty only at participating Wendy's for a limited time. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
Guys, get to JCPenney today for Levi's lowest prices of the season. Like Levi's 514 Straight Fit for $39.99 and 511 Slim Fit for $41.99. Or save an extra 15% with coupon on deals like select Henley shirts from the Foundry Big and Tall Supply Company for just $9.99. Find even more big and tall styles at JCP.com. Hurry, and Sunday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon valid 8/17 to 8/20 on select items in store and at JCP.com. Levi's and some other brands excluded from coupon. Season refers to the time period from 8/13 to 9/4. See store or JCP.com for details.
This is big. 12 by 24 inch Metro porcelain floor and wall tile. Just $1.99 a square foot at the Home Depot. Totally on trend, this big Metro tile covers floors, walls, and budgets in a whole new way. And in a variety of colors. Take tile places it's never been, starting with your home. 12 by 24 inch Metro floor and wall tile. Just $1.99 a square foot. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Prices may vary by store.
1700 KBGG, Des Moines, a Cumulus station.